for yourself?
I thought it started a little slow and then finished on a great note. And I think it was great to get in that rhythm of no huddle. And I mean, that's how we've been practicing every day. And so that's the rhythm I've gotten into, used to playing in. And so when Chip kind of got into that tempo package, I feel like I did feel much more in sync with what was going on, and my feet felt right, my arm felt right, and it's kind of when we picked up the
about
the tell you you're becoming a Chip Kelly quarterback, that you feel more comfortable going
in. That's it may. I mean, I think it just says that, you know, I've learned to play the way that he's been coaching us, and the way that we've been practicing, it's worked in, you know, the way we've been training. And so it kind of threw me off a little bit when we were huddling and stuff. I mean, that's not an excuse to, you know, some of the throws I made, but I did feel much more in the rhythm, I think, when we got going.
Do you think he's catching you guys that way, like just throwing, maybe doing little things?
No, I don't think that's what it was. I think, you know, he was just trying to start slow and just kind of slow, but then he got excited and went up tempo, and we all felt better for it.
Matt, being in the game again, what was that like? I mean, actually being in a game again.
It was exciting. It felt comfortable. It felt normal. It just felt like it was a thing to be doing on Friday night, and the stadium was great. I thought it was a great environment.
And the tempo, from a quarterback standpoint, that makes you feel more comfortable. I mean, I was just talking to Lane. He says, "Man, when I was out there, we started moving the tempo. I was getting winded." But he said, "I could see the defense getting winded."
Yeah, you know, some of the players on offense may feel a little fatigued, but you only know that the defense feels more fatigued because they're not used to that. And so I think it just puts the defense on their heels and makes their defense is much simpler and to where you can attack them in different spaces.
But it makes it easier for you to get into rhythm?
I think, because you're flowing, you're going. I believe so.
When you talk about the rhythm, your reps this week during practice were down a little bit.
Yeah.
And tonight you get the most snaps under center. I mean, was it hard to make that transition, get back out there?
A little bit. I think that may have been, you know, the slow start. But nonetheless, I feel, you know, happy that we finished strong and felt, you know, in a groove with those guys up there.
You played at an early age at every level of football, high school, college. Did it feel a little bit like, you know, your first game action in SC or your first game action at high school?
It kind of, just because it's on the next stage, and it's on, you know, you're on a bigger stage, you know, at the highest level, and so I think you can get the jitters out and, you know, move forward from here.
You had two really nice seam throws to Clay Harbor. Is this something you guys worked on, or it was just one you came off your original rig because of a wide receiver screen? Was it like a...
No, those weren't screens. Those were design plays, and I went through my progression, though, and got to him. He did a good job of, you know, getting between him and the defender, the ball and the defender, and made a play, and that's what we need from those guys on those plays. But yeah, he made some nice catches.
Have you guys built up chemistry in practice, or was this kind of...
He knows what he's supposed to do on that play. I know what he's supposed to do on that play, so it happened. I mean, it's what we're supposed to do.
You know, you said during this week that you learned a lot watching just like Tom Brady go through.
Yeah.
Did you learn something watching your guys today?
A little bit. It's kind of different when they're out there, and I know what they're doing. So, I mean, not a whole lot. I think we'll learn more from the tape once we sit down and evaluate that as a group. But not a whole lot right now.
Well, personally, did you have jitters out there first NFL game?
I didn't have jitters. I knew what we were getting into. I thought it was fun and exciting. But I said earlier that I felt like I got in a rhythm when we started going no huddle and that up-tempo.
How different did it feel than the college game to you?
It's just on a higher level, you know, and... besides that, you know, different colors on your jersey, and feels 100 yards still, and the same width. So, just playing football, it was fun.